it's not long before 10 o'clock on, well, you know that it's the 7th of January 2010. See, I got it right this time. And I'm down in the studio again just before I go to bed. It's been another snowy day, very, very cold. And as I walked home this evening, the wind was really picking up. And they say about the wind chill factor. It was funny because when I got into work this morning, the other guys in the office started talking about how evaporation affects objects that are black, white, absorbent, silver, reflective, all this business. And I kind of phased out. I think it's because one of them had a white cat, one of them had a black cat, and they wondered which one was going to get colder outside. But that's all by the by. It's been a good day. I haven't got quite as much done at work as I was hoping to because things happened, but I was still busy and it was still good, and I still managed to get tramping out at lunchtime. Unfortunately, my snow boots have caused a slight damage to my legs. I'm a sensitive child, and unfortunately they've scratched a little bit. I've been told I should wear thick walking socks as well as my boots, but that just means more stuff to carry around with me. That said, with more stuff to carry around with me, I've spent my Christmas money, because yeah, I'm 38 years old and I'm still getting Christmas money. How cool is that? In fact, it's pretty much the only pocket money I get, really. To buy a torch I've always wanted my own Leatherman. Apparently there are restrictions on the length of knife blade you can have, but I saw a Gadget Show review of the Leatherman Wave, and wow, what a fantastic piece of kit that is. So I'm looking forward to that arriving and being able to well, probably caused quite a lot of damage with it. So yes, that's very exciting. And so there's quite a few highlights to my life. As you can see, or at least here, the week has taken its toll on me and I'm quite tired already. But what I try and do in this sort of little audio booze summary of my life so far is just go through in random order the things I've reflected about during times when I've had a sit down and a bit of a pick in my nose and doing very little else, if I can remember. The schools have been back just for one day, and they were kicked out at 2:30 this afternoon, which was great for the children because they quite like going to school. Christopher especially so, because they could go out and make snowmen and throw snowballs at lunchtime. Eleanor had wet playtime, which is a bit of a shame. I imagine they could probably hear the children in the school next door running around and playing, but I think it was probably safer that way. But because while they were at school, an edict came out from the council, or the health and safety executive, or certain people with clipboards, that unless all fire escapes are clear of snow and completely non-slippery in case of emergency, the schools have to close. So guess what? No, they're not going back to school tomorrow. And I imagine someone will be going out with a hairdryer at some stage to sort it all out. Bit of a nightmare, really. I reckon, you see, my idea was bring cat litter to school. You know, get everybody to bring a little sack of it to school with them, obviously not used. I read a response on one of the Facebook posts where I put that was that probably some child will be allergic to it and it will go horribly wrong. So yes, I have to say two things I learned. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say what I learn every day as well. One thing I learned the other day was that your Gmail address, it doesn't matter how many dots you put in the Gmail address, it's the same address. So my Gmail address is icmusic@gmail.com. I could be i.c.mus.ic@, well, if I spelled it right, at gmail.com, which is quite cool. And the other thing was, and I love it when I can learn stuff off my own children, because, you know, they're another source of information, just those are growing up and informing me of these things, that internet time exists. And the internet time is where you divide the day into 1,000 equal sized parts, so not 24 times 60 times 60, whatever that is, 18,400. Sorry, I'm yawning, it's terribly rude. And the way it's divided up is into thousandths of a day, effectively. And when you go onto an internet clock site, it comes up as at, I don't know, three digits, dot, decimals of a digit. And Christopher wants a little widget, so I'm going to download one for him. We looked online to see if you could find an internet time watch. It would just be the coolest thing, but we couldn't find coolest, but obviously almost as bad as binary, as far as being completely unreadable by someone who wasn't used to it, which actually makes it quite good. A colleague at work has actually got a Morse code watch. How cool is that? Enough of all this talk of gadgets and fun. I better get to bed because it's yet another work day tomorrow. Good catching up, and another one of these tomorrow. I may be cogent, I may not, but I will get the date right. Probably. Good night.